bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
Well, I'm going to do a series, and I'm starting today. I've titled it, Watch What You Say. You know, words are very powerful, words are very important, and we're going to talk about words and their power and how we should use words in our lives, that you don't just say whatever just jumps out of your mouth, but you are careful about what you say. And we're going to take our time to build the teaching so that you can be strongly founded in the Word of God concerning your confessions, your affirmations, and your declaration. Turn with me for the introductory text to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. It says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? Where the word of a king is, there is power. Words rule the universe. Words rule our lives. Words rule our relationships. Words rule our destinies. The kinds of words you speak, the kinds of words that come out of your mouth, determine where you are going to end in life. Words are not just for communication, we're going to learn very soon. Words are far bigger than just for conversation or for communication. So I trust that we can make the words we speak powerful so that our words don't work against us, but for us. So turn with me to the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. God and his word are one. The word was God. The word is God. God and his word are one. And that's very important. God is his word, and his word is him. God's word is not a carrier of information. God's word is a carrier of his person and his presence. So when God speaks, he is not conveying information. That is not the primary purpose. God's word is not primarily for information. It is for his presence and his power and his person. God and his word are one. In his word is his person, his presence, and power. And we cannot say we believe in God and doubt his word. Conversely, you cannot say you believe the word of God and doubt God, because his word is him, and he is his word. That is why when somebody tells lying words, you don't say his words are lies. You say he is a liar. Why? Because he and his word are one. Just as God and his word are one. So, if we want to show faith in God, we do it by having faith in his word. If we want to honor God, we do it by honoring his word. Secondly, where God's word is, he is. The scripture says, and the word was with God. The word was with God. Where God is, his word is. Where his word is, he is. Wherever he sends his word, he is present in that place. And that is why Jesus could heal with his word. He told the centurion, go, your daughter is okay. And it was so. His word sent is his presence sent. In Psalm 107 verse 19 and 20 we read, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word. In other words, when I cry to God for help, I'm not going to see a blue sky or a blue smoke in the sky coming to me. When I say, God, help me, he's going to send his word. And when I believe his word, I receive him. He sent his word. Peter said to Jesus, if you are really Jesus, tell me, come, send a word. You don't come yourself, you send a word, and I will come. And Peter walked on the word. Your help is in the word of God. Because when you cry to him, the answer is in the word. What I am preaching this morning is the answer to something you've been praying for. And God will send his word because you cried to him. Where his word is, he is. God's word is creative. All things were made through the word. All things were made through the word. And without the word, nothing is made that was made. In other words, nothing can be made. Therefore, faith is a product of God's word. Healing is a product of God's word. Miracles are products of God's word. Transformation is a product of God's word. When you need healing, what you need is a word. You need prosperity, you need the word on prosperity. You need salvation, you need the word on salvation. Because no matter how much you pray to be saved, to be born again, until you hear the word, you will not be born again. Because it is the word. How can they go unless they have been sent? And how can they be sent unless, how can they preach unless they be sent? They must be sent with the word. The word is what God uses. And I'm laying emphasis on this because many times we expect God to do great things for us, but we want him to do it outside of his word. And most of us Africans believe in so many things. We believe in anointing oil, and it's great to have anointing. We believe in some object. We believe in people laying hands on us. We believe in people blowing air on us. We believe in falling under the power. We believe in rolling on the floor. And as much as they may be valid, the power of God is in his word. All things were made by the word. All things. So if you want God to heal you, you must attach your faith to the word on healing. If you want God to prosper you, you attach your faith to the word on prosperity. If you want to be saved from your sin, you attach your faith to the word on salvation. If you want to be delivered, you believe the word on deliverance, because nothing can be made outside of the word of God. Are you following me? Fourthly, in that verse we find that God's word is his life. In him was life. If you want to encounter the life of God, you must encounter his word. Real life begins with the word of God. In his word, we experience divinity. In his word, we are translated from the natural and physical plane to the spiritual plane. Words, all things made by the word. All things. Without the word, nothing can be made. How did you get saved? You heard the word. How did you get healed? Not because somebody prayed for you, but because the word was spoken. Without a promise that by his stripes we are healed, no laying on of hands is of any power. Without the word that says, I am the Lord that heals you, we can jump about doing everything we want to do, but no healing will take place. The healing takes place because of the word. I want you to follow that carefully, because when we understand the framework with which words are employed by God, then we can apply it to our lives. So, to properly understand the significance of words, we are going to look at some scriptures in the Bible. They are all in Genesis, because in Genesis you find the first mention of words. And we're going to look at the first time words are associated with God, the first words God ever spoke, recorded in the Bible. We're going to look at the first words that man spoke, and we're going to look at the first words that Satan spoke. Because in that, you get a revelation of how God wants us to understand the usage of words. Are you ready with me? Okay, so let's go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The first mention of the use of words by God. The principle of first mention is very important, because anytime you encounter something the first time in the Bible, it is an indication of how God expects us to relate to that truth. So the first time God speaks, and the first words, recorded words in the mouth of God, the first recorded direct speech of God, Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, from verse 1, in the beginning, God. So we see God's presence. In verse 2, we see the Holy Spirit's presence. Verse 3, then God said, this is the first ever recorded words, direct quote from the mouth of God. The first ever. Then God said, so listen to what he said, let there be light. And there was light. I want you to note the phrase, let there be. Let there be. This is the first instance in the Bible of a reported direct speech from God. The first time God speaks, and he's telling us how we must relate to his word by this. The first time God speaks, it is not a conversation. He's not conversing with anybody. The first time God speaks, it is a command. It is a command. So, the first recorded instance of God's word is the issue of command. A command is an order from a higher position. When God speaks, therefore, his word is not for negotiation. His word is a word that is designed to dominate and enforce an intention. So God wants us to see his word first and foremost as a command. Let there be. No other opinion matters. The word of God is a command. If you are going to relate to God's word, you have to come to that point where you see God's word first as a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not an alternative. It's not another option. It is a command. So God, when God says, be holy, he doesn't say, well, be holy when the circumstances permit it. No. When he speaks, it is a command. Everybody say, God's word is a command. The second thing you would note about God's word is that it is a creative word. It is a creative word. It brings things into existence. God's word is not just a command. It is a word that makes things which do not exist to exist. And this is the second way God wants you to relate to his word. That it is a command. But that command is able to make things which don't exist to exist. God said, let there be light. He spoke to the existent and called out the non-existent. The existent was darkness. The non-existent was light. When God's word comes as a command, it calls for things you don't see to become real. God's word is creative. He can call forth non-existent things out of your life. When you are sick, he can call for healing. When you are weak, he can call for strength. When you are the tail, he can call you the head. God's word speaks the opposite of what you see. It doesn't confirm what you see. It changes what you see. That's the first time we see God's word in operation. So, whatever your situation, when God's word comes into your situation, first, it is a command. Second, his word most of the time is going to contradict what you see. And when he speaks, he's going to call forth what you don't see to come out of what you see. So if everything you see is failure, he calls for victory. When you are down, he says you are the head, not the tail. His word is creative. It's a command. It is creative. I want you to put that at the back of your head. This is the first instance where we encounter words from the mouth of God. It's a command. Everybody say it's a command. Secondly, say it's creative.